Let me tell you why. Shady.
Uh-huh.
Aftermath.
Damn, man.
What up?
Here's why. So I was talking to Mike and Trey a couple weeks ago.
For sure.
And I told him, I don't feel like Scott Storch gets the respect that he deserves.
Well, give me a Scott Storch.
He gave us Lean Back. He gave us Just a Little Bit. He gave us Candy Shop.
Not you coming in with the Stephen A.
Yeah.
He gave us. And the Cowboys. No. Fuck Stephen A. Smith. I hope he fucking
and I don't,
sits on a tack.
I don't think you're giving Scott Storch the respect he deserves.
He was
Scott Storch? Definitely not him.
He sounded like 50 Cent. Scott Scorch. He was originally in The Roots. Mm-hmm. He did the pianos on Forgot About Dre and mm-hmm. Yeah, 2001. He did the pianos on Tipping Point for The Roots. He produced Brooke Hogan's album. Brooke Hogan?
Yeah. Brooke Hogan. Hulk Hogan's daughter.
Yeah, I thought you liked that
That's
one.
That's a
I
weird
you,
move.
He liked that deep cut?
That's a deep, deep cut right
there. Is that after Lean Back or before? When is that?
Dun, 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 dun.
Wait,
that Brooke Hogan move better than I have been when he was on fire.
Didn't he do Run It also?
By Chris Brown?
Yeah. Am I tripping?
I don't know. You're probably right, but keep talking. I'll look it up.
If your man on the floor, if he ain't, he'll lay no.
Indeed, you can run.
I think he says indeed.
Indeed, you can run.
Indeed, you can run it.
Indeed, you can run it.
If Indeed doesn't use that in their next commercial, they're fucking slipping. Imagine. Get your job on the floor.
And then Juelz comes through. Hey, hey. Check it out.
Cash your check is.
Yeah. Hey.
You know what? That Joel Santana album, what was it? What the Gang's Been Missing? The double Love album?
It. Love that album.
Santana.
Santana.
He's right. Scott Storch did produce that.
Wow.
Look at me. With my Scott Storch deep cuts.
Wow.
I know shit.
Not Scott Storch.
Not no. What you said.
No, Scott Storch runs a dry cleaning business. Uh-huh.
So this is Scott Scorch?
No, he runs a barbecue.
Okay, so Scott
Storch.
Scott Storch.
Yes.
Storch.
Scott Stork? No, he delivers babies.
Yes.
Scott Torch? No, he tried
Scotty
to
Scotty Too Hottie?
No,
that's
he died in the ring.
The best. Yo, I love Scotty Too Hottie. He didn't die.
That's what's so funny. The fact that I love when he just says stupid shit.
Yeah.
Because he knows nothing.
It's stupid.
What do you mean it's stupid?
Let me tell you something, brother. Yeah. Let me tell you something, brother. About Scotty Too Hottie. The worm. You better put some respect on Scotty Too Hottie's name.
I thought we were friends.
Scotty Too Hottie's actually a fireman.
I can tell by his hair.
Now or was.
His hair looked like flames.
He probably was or is now because he worked for WWE and now he's a fireman.
I feel like that's a little too on the nose.
Yeah.
For Scotty Too Hottie to be a fireman.
Hottie.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
It's like if he stripped and he was a fireman. Then I'd be like, oh, okay, here comes Scotty Too Hottie. I get
next
it.
Next week, let me
see your fire hose.
We're going to send Ricardo all the wrestler names.
Yeah.
We're going to find out what they're doing okay. Today.
Yeah.
And he's going to tell us that makes sense.
That'll be my bit for next week.
Let's do it, Scotty. No, so he's stripping now. He comes out in just the boots.
But Scotty Too Hottie did the worm.
Yeah.
Is there any... that dance move that you guys could do? Like, I mean, can you do like the worm or any
today?
ever. Or that, not that you can do,
you know,
maybe
can
that
do?
You appreciate, that you like.
No, you know what I can do?
What?
You know that from like the is it the You Got It Bad video, Usher? You know that little side slide thing that Usher does where he like slides his feet and looks like he's kind of like
slide, slippity slide.
Looks like he's doing like the moonwalk sideways though.
Yeah.
I can do that shit.
In, well, on the You Got It Bad video in the rain, right?
Yeah. I think he does it there. But I can do that move.
To this day, right, ever since I was... No, that's funny.
Malfunction.
The whole pod is going to be this the whole time. Just Gary doing random puppets on Ricardo.
Puppet animals on
just making him jizz.
Oh, baby!
That's funny.
Nasty.
Great. Yeah, when I was young, actually to this day, I still have an affinity for dance moves. Like, I want to know how to do every new one.
How many dance moves? Infinity.
Infinity.
I still have infinity dance moves. I've been playing Dance Dance Revolution my whole life.
The one that I love, I forget what step up it was, but...
Was Julia Stiles in it?
I never watched any of the movies, but I remember the commercial or the trailer, and there was this one dude who he did like something like some like,
yeah, I know you're talking about.
Isn't that Crump?
Or something like that.
No, it's with a guy with the hat.
He step did up weird Crump.
No, but isn't that Crumping though?
No, it's not. Oh. Well, he did know.
Shout out to Tommy the Clown.
What Gary didn't know.
Shout out to Tommy the Clown.
Possibly, if we saw the trailer, yes, it probably would be.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't, and I know what Gary's talking about. It's this one dude who actually did continuously step up movies because he was this white nerdy Jewish dude. I think he's Jewish. But yeah, he's a pretty good dancer. He's done a lot of music videos and shit. But when I was small, man, I used to love like looking for like the new one, like a new move. Like it was a butterfly, then it was a snake, the Tootsie Roll.
Michael Jackson.
The butterfly?
I could never and still don't know how to do the moonwalk.
Wow.
My mom had this thing, I don't know why, but she thought that I could dance.
Uh-huh.
So when we would have parties, she would like,
come on, Michael.
No, 100%. Make a circle.
Show them your moves, Michael. Show them your
moves. And I would just do whatever.
Yeah.
Act like I would do the moonwalk, but I'm 100% sure that I wasn't doing it.
Definitely not fit for space travel.
But everybody in the, you know, you always have those deals that are like, vamos a llevarlo para Hollywood. Yeah. You know, they take him down, but not Hollywood, the industry. He wanted to take me on the street.
The deals they want to exploit you?
Yeah. No, 100%.
In front of the Chinese theater.
Yeah, venga, mijo, venga. Venga, mijo, te llevo para Hollywood.
Can you still say that?
What? Chinese theater?
Yeah.
It's called Layman's.
Oh, baby! I think it's the Asian American theater.
I'm just really pushing for Gary to put the old baby, so we're gonna push.
Oh, baby!
We're gonna push all.
Oh, baby!
All unnecessary words that are cancelable, so he can put.
Wait, so what did you say?
Oh, baby!
Oh my god! I didn't think he was gonna say it again.
I doubled down.
I was like not expecting that.
Whoa!
You got me.
Yeah, tell me why we were driving back.
Tell me why.
From your house last week. And we went to go get some food. And so Ricardo and Gary goes, Ricardo goes, hey man, so why don't you just, because I got to make chicken and a McDouble. He's like, why don't you just make the
McGangbang.
He's like, why don't you just make the McGangbang? I was like, I'm driving. Like, no, you should do it. He just was really emphasizing that I should make the McGangbang.
You know what? I just didn't like the fact that he was trying to act like he wasn't gonna make that as soon as I got out the car. Like,
why?
But I was driving. How dangerous is that, dude?
Do you get a McChicken and a McDouble?
To make the McGangbang, but I'm gonna make it while I'm driving?
You know what? I have a confession.
Go ahead.
I know it. How far along?
So, I have a confession because I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed for two reasons. I'm ashamed that, so I told you I was hungover this morning.
Yeah.
I was really craving a sausage McMuffin.
Said McMuffin.
I was really craving a sausage.
Oh, baby!
That was great.
I can't wait till Gary's TikTok steps zone in on that.
I can't wait for Gary to self-animate graphics into this.
Oh, like Robert Glassman?
Rick Glassman.
Yeah, who's Robert Glassman?
Robert Glassman is a...
My father.
He's a piano player. That's Robert funny. Glasper.
Oh, yeah. Well, look. All right, so I was hungover. I was really craving a sausage McMuffin and hash browns. So I got the number 8, right? That you get two sausage McMuffins.
And a hash brown.
Yeah. And then once I was there, I was like, ooh, I'm really craving that orange juice.
I'm really craving that dick.
But what I'm ashamed of is that I don't usually eat McDonald's or eat fast food. But that's number one, ashamed. But number two...
Came out of you later.
No, is that I didn't tell Al. Is that it's a secret.
You still haven't told her?
I still haven't told her.
Al.
How is this a problem?
it's not a problem.
But she's gonna, but, be, she's gonna think you're fat?
Yeah. Like, okay. No, she's gonna be like, oh, you ate McDonald's without me?
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is like.
Oh, that's a thing?
Is it a thing because you actually don't, no. Like, when she's trying to get something, you say, don't do that?
I feel Gary.
No, we don't usually eat like that. We don't usually eat
fast food. Well, I think Ricardo's gonna say what you're gonna say. What were you gonna say, Ricardo?
Okay, so what I was gonna say was, I remember this one time, I think we came here, and Mike was taking me back, and we did one of our well-known fat stops. Mm-hmm. So we stopped and got something to eat.
Okay.
I get home, and I have, like, just the drink. I think I got a drink. Took it inside, and old ball and chain goes, you have McDonald's? And I was like, nah, I just got a drink.
Yeah.
And I lied, because...
Who the fuck just goes to McDonald's for a drink?
I,
no, they got the best Sprite.
Well, they got the best Coke, but fuck, and they got a good soda. But no, because I knew that as soon as I said, "Oh yeah, me and Mike, we got McDonald's," she was gonna hit me with the, "Why didn't you text me? Why didn't you let me know? Why didn't you ask me if I want anything?" So instead, I just opted by going, "Oh yeah, I just got a soda." Mike ate. Yeah. I threw Mike under the bus. I was like, yeah, Mike ate for sure.
That sounds about right.
For sure. Mike had like two people's worth of food. And I just got the drink. And yeah, I lied. And she hasn't found that out until just now.
When so
she
we have cameras, right?
Fuck, she's here?
No, we have cameras.
Come on now.
Not in here.
I'm looking around like, well.
The front
yeah,
has
the
ring cameras. Yeah.
It's the fuck hood.
Oh no.
So
oh,
no, listen, I'm smart.
I stayed in the car.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I ate in the car.
Oh my god.
He gonna eat in the car.
Yeah, I ate in the car and then I got rid of the bag at work. I didn't even bring the bag into the
house.
Damn,
you didn't even want her. Just on the off chance that she goes through the trash, did you find the bag? What's this?
Nah, like, I'm ashamed. I feel like I cheated.
You did?
Yeah.
On your diet and your wife.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not on a diet, but it's like, I just don't usually.
Well, then you should be.
Yeah, no,
that's
definitely.
That's crazy. I actually want to get to that point in my life. Mm-hmm. I want
to
be.
You lie to your wife?
Yeah, about shit like that, about the white lies about food.
What?
Like, I want to be able to, because I don't have restraints right now. Like, I can easily go to McDonald's and like eat and not have to tell anybody. But I want to actually have a moment when I look at the menu and say, "Nah, I can't do it."
No, and you know what? I was almost home, and I was almost home, and I'm like, you know what? I shouldn't. But I'm like, nah, I fucking should. I feel horrible.
Welcome back to Off the Rails. The show with hot takes and no breaks, so strap the fuck in. I'm Rich, definitely in this bitch. Potter to my left.
Razzie in the building, definitely in the building.
Potter to my right.
Big mic all up on the mic.
I like really long intros, so I let us rock. You know what I mean?
No, you didn't.
We're having a good
combo. You completely forgot.
We were having a good combo. I didn't want to fuck up the feng shui.
No, I'm a little bit closer, Gary. There it is.
Where's your mouth?
Oh my god.
Why'd it cross my eyes? I was like, ah. That's called something, though. Have you seen that?
When you slap the
dick. No, they do that, right?
That's a sausage McMuffin.
In porn, you mean?
Yeah, in porn, when they do the...
I hate it.
They like go like...
Yeah.
And they cross
their hands. I hate it.
Fuck, you turned on?
I think it's an anime thing.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
They like cross their eyes and stick their tongue out. It's not sexy.
Never seen that.
Wait, it's what do you mean? Sexy. Oh, no. I thought I thought you were talking about when they're like sucking dick and they do that shit.
Yeah, that.
I hate it. I hate it.
And they cross their eyes?
Dicks in their mouth and they cross their eyes.
And what that led me to believe.
You're hard right now.
Fuck, what that led me to believe is that I don't think I could ever fuck a chick that has crossed eyes.
Nah.
That's different, though.
Did I ever tell you that I have a kink for girls with lisps?
Well, what?
I think you have.
Lisps? My lisp came out.
You have, because we definitely all three have done this.
I got a thing for girls on my list. He made it all creepy. What's your list?
It sounded like lips.
Of what does your
I
list
like girls
consist?
With lips.
I like all girls. Top lips, bottom lips.
No, but lisps and like, and low key, like, it just reminds me of this one girl in ninth grade. I remember she had a lisps, No, she had a lisp. She had the tongue piercing.
You really emphasize the S sound when you say lisp. It's kind of funny.
Lisp.
You say lisp. Lisp.
Lisp.
Lisp, man.
Nah, you got to emphasize the P. Lisp. Popping that's
like
peas.
That's how people get that's like how people get stuck with the word ask.
Yeah.
They say ax.
Ax. I hate them, bitch. I hate them bitches that say
ax about me. Ax about me.
I will say that I have sometimes I do get say the word ax every now and then.
Yeah.
Instead of saying ask.
I'm gonna ax you. Anyways, this girl, but she was cockeyed too.
Then she's cockeyed and she had
yeah.
Wait, you had Yikes. A you but she fucking was, Mike Tyson gave you a boner?
No, but she would give me a boner because she would like wear like shorts. She was, you could tell like she was a slutty type that would only fuck with like gang bangers and shit, like gangsters.
Damn.
She wouldn't fuck with me. Not at that age. I feel like if I would have seen her,
I could get her now, probably.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And then you started pulling
for
up your socks,
bro.
For sure, bro. Yeah. You started pulling up your socks higher to see if she thought you were downer.
Yeah. Definitely, never definitely,
work.
definitely.
Never work, her.
You never joined a gang for her or something like that?
No, because I was always a bitch. I'm bitch made.
Yo,
but
bitch
like,
made.
Did you come to that conclusion
no, I
early? Or were you like, later on, like maybe after high school, you were like, maybe I'm a bitch. Like, when did you
think
say,
I want to join a gang now.
When did you say to yourself and admit to yourself with no like embarrassment, you know what, I'm bitch made?
Because the reason why I didn't join the gang, you mean?
Like, no. When did you actually just look at yourself and say, and admit it and be fine, I'm bitch made?
I feel like, really early on in my life, like 5.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like, I'm not, I'm friends with gangsters, but I've never
because
wanted to
like, I'm saying,
live that lifestyle.
I'm saying bitch made in a funny sense, not in the way where you don't defend yourself ever.
No, I get
you
it.
Know, it'll be funny if, like, you looked at joining a gang, like, the same way you look at anything else. And like you go meet your parents, like, when you're, like, I think I'm going to join a gang. Like when you tell them I'm going to join a gym.
Yeah.
No, because I think we all maybe did that. Like when maybe, you know, you in middle school or you start tagging. And then like, you're like, oh, there's tag crews, but I really don't want to join the tag crew because they're getting in trouble. I just want to put oneer. I just want to put Razzie oneer.
Yeah, that's how you knew they were alone.
Yeah, like... I just do this for fun, guys.
Just a oneer. I just do this for funner.
I'm.
My mom made sure that she put the fear of God in me. So
your
I never
was a oneer.
I don't want you guys to pull out your gunners.
My mom made sure to
or
put
hit
the,
me with Stone Cold Stunners. I think if you did that, it'd be a bummer. So if you could just maybe.
You good?
Yeah.
Okay.
At least don't fight me till the summer, because.
Sorry. Excuse me. That sounded like it was producing some phlegm.
Yeah, mocos? Mike too. Mike was telling me in the car that he needs Mucinex.
No, I took some. That's
Shout
why,
out to the meme.
That's why I'm
Fuck
actually
y'all.
Feeling a little bit better.
No, I was
so
sick.
So we're
on
all
Friday.
Sick. Everybody got COVID.
I was sick on the weekend, actually.
And we're in a super spreader pod.
I was really sick on Friday. I felt like I had pneumonia or some shit.
Terrible. Damn.
Yeah.
I
felt bad because...
She got a sister?
Yeah. I felt bad because you guys were just here. And I'm like... And I woke up on Friday feeling sick.
That's where I got this pneumonia from.
Yeah.
I think Friday night I had the...
Heebie-jeebies.
A feeling of a sore throat.
Heebie-jeebies. All scared.
Of the feeling of a sore throat. But Saturday was the running nose day. Saturday was a runny nose day for me.
Oh, so, speaking of then having miedo, shout out to Trey for being scared of ghosts.
Tell him.
All right, so look, yeah, I'm not supposed to tell this story, but I'm gonna tell it because I'm motherfucking boss. This is my part.
Boss.
Young, aka Trey.
Mm-hmm.
Young
came back from where he went to Costa Rica, right? You went to where?
Colombia, but I've been in Costa Rica too.
Bitch, nobody asked you.
Yo, I've been the way he side-eyed you on that one, he was like, Colombia, but I've been to Costa Rica too.
He probably couldn't see my chain.
He wanted you to respect his agency real brief. He's like, I've been to Costa Rica too.
It's because Gary couldn't see my chain. So he came back from Costa Rica, right? He came back to his apartment having been, I guess, flooded or something.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to, I probably shouldn't be telling all this, but. So point is, he had to go stay at an Airbnb, right?
Yeah.
So he hits up me and Mike. He's like, yo, I'm back. I'm staying at this Airbnb. You guys should come through. Hang.
Mm-hmm.
So we go. I find out this motherfucker thinks the Airbnb is haunted. Because every little sound that comes out of the house, he's jumping at least 6 feet off his chair.
It's like a decent jolt.
Every single time. Yo, he created the sounds. He was doing laundry. And the thing that was making noise was the fucking machines, right? So that shit would go. This motherfucker would jump off the chair.
But what was funnier is because you know how Ricardo like presses on shit? Like, he usually does it and he presses on buttons, but it doesn't really bother people. We just laugh.
Yeah.
Like, he literally, on the first time Ricardo took a stab at it, he literally looked at Ricardo and was like, chill. Like, serious face. He was like, chill.
Oh, shit.
And that's when he was like, wait, you're really scared, bro?
He was scared, then?
Is this a Trey thing? Wait, you think?
No, it was just the Airbnb thing.
Trey's a bitch.
Is this a Trey thing?
Trey's a bitch.
No, bitch I can say. I only say that because. Is this where Trey realized that he was bitch made? No, it wasn't then. I can only say that because when he lived with Eric, they were actually open about having a ghost in their apartment and they were cool with it.
So, that was a third roommate, the ghost?
No, 100%. And I was the one who was like, don't be happy about a ghost. Like, don't invite this motherfucker.
Nah.
They named the motherfucker.
Never named the ghost.
They named it. But
that's rule number one.
Trey was fine with that.
They stick around if you do.
Trey was fine with it. But I guess this was
no wonder the fucking ghost followed him, and now his ghost doing laundry and shit.
And no wonder Fatso never wanted to leave.
You know what it was different
Stretch,
though?
Stretch, stinky.
What he didn't say at the apartment that he did say at the Airbnb was he said he felt the vibe. At the Airbnb.
Oh shit, it was a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
And this fool kept like scaring him.
It's a vibe.
We were cool. We would be laughing about something and then Ricardo would take another to stab. Like,
I could just hit him with a boo and he would have jumped. Yeah. Motherfucker's so shook.
He'd be like, Ricardo, chill.
A boo is trash. Like, it sucks that boo. Yeah.
All right. I was supposed to say Aladdin.
Ghosts should do that noise instead of boo.
No, I was doing a boo from Aladdin.
Yes, that's exact. A poo. No, of course, no, Gary. You didn't never heard Simpsons. This. Of course, Gary. How do you not understand what he's saying?
Yeah, you don't know.
Do
shit.
That. Do that again.
Yeah, clearly a boo.
Name of the pod.
Spell it. That sounds like Donald Duck.
Now you sound like you vomiting. A vomiting Donald Duck.
Oh, that's terrible, man. Well, what I was trying to ask was, is this a Trey thing? You know that he's scared of things?
No,
this,
he's not.
Is it a black thing?
Okay, now you're making it a black thing.
Yup.
No, do tell, Gary. Do tell.
Or is this more like, does he have PTSD where it's like, your apartment just got flooded, and now you have to stay in the Airbnb. No, so every little thing
it was
now,
just the vibe. Because the only reason we knew it was real. Because I personally thought he was playing. But the only reason I knew
did you feel
the
vibe in that place?
I didn't feel it. But the only reason I knew he wasn't playing was because he texted us the very next day and said, guys, I think I've made up my mind. There is no ghost here.
Oh, wow.
there is.
And we never really thought about it. We were like, bro, we thought you were joking around.
We thought you were dead.
Like, I don't even want to ask this, but, and I know you made a joke about, like, a Casper joke.
Yeah.
But what was the name of the fucking, because at first when you said Fatso, then you named Stretch and Skinny or whatever the
Stinky.
Fuck. Stinky. What was the ghost's name in Trey and Eric's apartment?
Charlie.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Hey,
he was wearing a fucking yellow raincoat.
The ghost of Charlie.
No, he's the one
like,
that
boo. He didn't even like scaring people. He was like, boo. All angry about it.
Oh man. He was the ghost that you saw in and out, remember?
Yup.
Cold friends.
Potatoes, friends, fries. You name it. Jinx, give me a blowjob.
I have a I have a bit.
Hold on, let me introduce the pod.
Yeah, let me see the thing, yeah?
Yeah, which one?
Oh, where's my phone? Yeah, the thing that you connected to.
Hey, this is episode what, 5?
This is episode 6, brother.
It's a vibe.
So, it's a vibe. It's about to be a vibe right here. This weekend, have you guys know, you're probably going to have a busy-ass weekend because it's the Grammys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the Grammys this weekend. So
I didn't know Mike got nominated.
Yeah.
Man, you ain't know?
You ain't know?
So this right here is...
Oh, it can't be.
Yeah.
Good music, my
it's the Grammys this weekend. So... That's Grammy family, right? Yeah. So I went and did a little research of to see who has the most Grammy wins. And I'm going to play a little game with you guys.
Okay.
I'm going to read off the artists.
Do we get buzzers?
Yeah.
Where?
Underneath your seat is a buzzer. So if you can reach.
Too fat can't reach.
Yeah, I don't like how you posed that challenge and then smiled. Bitch, I can. You want to see my ass on camera?
So you're going to have to guess how many nominations and how many wins this artist has.
Oh, okay? It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. So first artist.
14. I'm sticking with that answer.
Okay, you know who this is, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how many.
Okay, how many
nominations he has?
Nominations.
I want to say 12.
12.
14.
14 nominations. How many has he won?
3.
4.
Okay, Rich, you win. Drake has 4 Grammys. And 51 nominations.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck. Yeah.
Neither of us put respect on his name. You got to think about the featuring, too. I forget about that.
Okay. Y'all know who this is?
Shut the fuck up.
Beyonce? Is it Beyonce or is it Jay? Because it could be both.
It's Beyonce.
I feel like she has less nominations because she's not featured on a lot of songs.
Damn, that's racist. I'm going to say she has 42 nominations.
Okay.
And I'm going to say she has 13 wins.
I'm going to go with 30 nominations and the 11 wins.
Okay.
And some yams.
I feel like you guys are going to get a feel for this as we go on. Because Beyonce has 79 nominations.
Jesus Christ.
28
wins?
Wins.
Yo, how kind is Gary? I feel like you're going to get to hit it at some point.
Yeah.
We're talking big numbers, guys.
She is second most of all time, most Grammys.
Second to who?
Second or third. Third or fourth, something like that. Or definitely the most woman.
For a chick?
For a chick.
For a chick, she did all right.
Yeah, she wins. Did all right for a chick. For a broad.
So she got 28
wins.
Yeah,
we should bring broad back. Yeah, let's bring cool ways to call your chick like my old lady back. Yeah,
fucking ball and chain. Well, you say ball
and chain.
Say ball and chain.
Broad. I'm going to call Ella Broad. Hey, yo. I didn't tell my broad about McDonald's. Then I slapped her around a bit.
And we got to find somebody who can bring back bitch. Yo, me and my bitch.
Just me and my bitch. Yeah,
I like how smart you both of you are. Like, he said we gotta find somebody. He's already taking himself and you out of the equation.
You know what I'm up against. Bitch, please.
You know my struggle. Yeah,
two Indians.
Man, hold up. Let me show the chain real quick.
That's a pretty good callback. That is a pretty good callback. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Two little Indians.
I remember listening to that again, that episode, and I was laughing. I'm like, he did call her an Indian. That's hilarious, bro. He thought your girl, you didn't understand his callback. He thought that your ball and chain was an Indian, but not, he thought she was a dot, not feather.
Yeah.
Damn, he thought she was dot?
And then you call Al white elephant.
Are you caught that?
You thought I forgot.
No. Y'all
matter of fact.
Oh, you caught that. Oh, you caught that. Yeah. Well, I meant it only in the sense of like.
No, I know how you meant
running
it.
Buffalo.
Yeah, I know I got it.
Or like sleeping eagle head.
You can stop right there.
Okay, nah.
Or like.
You already went hard at Buffalo, bro. Chill.
Or like stretch.
No. Yeah. Oh, Buffalo?
Yeah, you didn't catch that.
Buffalo?
That's where he went, bro.
That was on purpose. Oh, fucking bear paw.
Yo, you got something you want to tell us?
Yeah, bro, that's you.
Oh, bear claws. Oh, right. I leave my hair in the sink. Wings.
Yup.
Okay. Yep. You gave him one. Let me hear one of yours. What would your girl's Indian name be?
Oh shit, I don't know.
Oh, you scared?
Say jaw.
Today we find. Today we find out he's bitch made.
Punjabi DC.
So Jay-Z though.
Yeah.
Let me
cough up a lung where I'm from. Mossy son, ain't nothing nice.
No wins.
I'm going.
What are you talking about? He like pissed in one of them. He has like 11 wins.
Oh, I thought he was mad.
No, actually, I think he has less. I think he has like 5.
I misunderstood. I thought that he didn't get any, and that's why he said fuck him.
And he has 10 noms.
Jay-Z was 72.
Fuck, I thought he got disrespected. My bad.
That's and what I thought too.
Y'all disrespected. He's got 24 wins? Grammys.
Jesus Christ. Dang.
Yeah. So only 4 less than Beyonce.
Come up a That's long way.
So they got though. A Grammy room. So
and, what was and he? They got a Billy each, so
mm-hmm. What was he like going nuts about then? I thought he was going not going nuts, but he was like, fuck him because they didn't respect him or get yeah, put some respect on his name. Apparently they did. What, 72?
Oh, you all right there, buddy?
My mic fell over. This is my Danny Brown. I'm pretty good, right?
Yeah, actually. Pretty good. You been practicing that?
You was trying to think about how I'm going to distract these guys from what just happened.
That was my failsafe.
You set Jackson down. Like,
and your pussy smell like a penguin.
And then you practice your Danny Brown in front of Jackson.
That's not a bad failsafe. He said, I'm going to Danny Brown this.
Hit him with the Danny Brown quick.
That's hilarious. Keep going, Gary.
Who's this?
MJ. So you said Beyonce has 72 noms and she has 28 wins.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that Michael Jackson has 40 wins and about 80 noms.
Gonna feel real good.
Ooh, 80 noms, 40 wins. What about you?
Gonna make it. He has 100 noms.
Oh, shit.
And he has 62 wins.
I take that back. I don't think you guys are getting a feel for this.
Goddamn, bro.
36 noms.
Favorite win to
13
go.
Wins.
We're going to get it at some point, guys.
The stress is blowing my mind.
Yeah. So, look, man in the mirror. In the street, I think that you will appreciate this next one, okay? I know you like this.
That's a good one. How much did
Michael he got Jackson disrespected have? Mad times so the Grammys.
36 noms for Mike, 13 wins for Mike.
I'm gonna go 26 noms for Prince, and I'm gonna go 8 wins for Prince.
I think Prince won like 7 Grammys, and I think he got nominated like 33 times.
Nah, fuck that. You saw my phone. Those glasses are working.
Swear to God, didn't.
You swear.
Swear to God, didn't.
Nah. That 2040 is working.
On everything I love.
Yeah, all right. You're right. You were really close, and I was really impressed. You guys are getting a feel for this, but you're absolutely on the nose right.
What did he get?
33 noms, 7 wins.
Okay.
I know my guy.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
You impressed?
I'm impressed.
I'm gonna go 50 noms, and I'm gonna go.
Yeah, nom.
You think Stevie Wonder crosses his eyes when he's about to come?
Probably.
Hey, do you?
Does he even have eyes at this point?
Do you think?
You think he knows that his braids go really far back?
No. Well, you feel
you know
that.
You know who did know and didn't give a fuck? Jerry Rice.
Terrible, bro.
Yo, Jerry Rice, he braided the back of his head, basically.
Yeah, he did.
Sure.
Who has like cornrow rat tail? How the fuck did he pull that off? He looked like RoboCop, but black.
50 noms, 20 wins.
50 noms, 20 wins. What do you got?
68 noms.
Okay.
32 wins.
74, 25. So he's up there with like the
I
most.
I figured because he's
$1. $1.
Mm. So this Price. Next guy right here is the most.
Ooh, talk to
the
me.
Most Grammy wins. You're not gonna get his name.
Michael Bublé.
But no, it's.
Oh shit, Hans Zimmer.
Hans Zimmer. His name is.
He's not a soup. It's Hans Zimmer, not Simmer.
Simma.
Motherfucker's not a
Simma.
Simma.
Who got the keys to the Bima?
George Salty apparently does.
Damn.
That's his name. He's got.
George hella salty.
He's got 74 noms, 31 wins.
What the fuck kind of music he do?
That, like classical. He's a conductor.
That's cheating.
Yeah.
That's cheating. Yeah,
like, I can kind of see, you know, just being in that one genre.
Yeah, because like, there's nobody like really your competition. That's like running for mayor in a small ass town.
Like, if we saw the list,
like, you're obviously gonna win, bro. If, like, it's cheating.
If we saw the list and then we put we see like some weird names there, and because of the genre that they're in is just not that much challenge. I feel there. You,
but all right, 31.
But hey, win's a win. Yeah. I ain't gonna go up to him and say you trash. Win is a win, baby. Well, you could say he's trash, but that's just because it's not your music.
Oh, yeah, sing it.
So is he past Jay-Z?
Ooh.
You know Kanye, what? I would say yes.
Kanye West. He's got...
Are you just talking like your crush?
No, that was Nicki Minaj.
Kanye West.
That was Nicki Minaj.
If I start talking like this for the rest of the pod, are you going to get like a semi-chub?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Hey, so, that was Kanye West.
Yo, so
that was,
Kyle must like really give you a raging boner.
From South Park?
No, like Kyle the singer. Oh. I mean, the rapper, I guess.
I don't really listen to his music like that.
Oh, come on.
Does he have a lisp?
I fine with my little line.
He doesn't say it like that.
He does have, I actually gave him an Uber ride to the dentist of all places.
You, him, and Miro.
I've had Miro. I've had Taika Waititi. I've had Kyle.
What'd you call me, bitch?
I said you got small titty.
Just one. The other one's pretty large.
Just one.
He said, my shirt fits too tight on my titty.
So, yeah, Kanye's got 75.
Okay. More than Jay-Z.
And no, 75 noms, uh-huh, but 24 wins. That's exactly the same.
As Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, they got, they're head and head. Head and head.
Walt Disney!
Yeah. All right.
For no reason.
So he recently,
how many?
I don't want to do this. Not with him.
No?
Anything he gets, he doesn't count.
No. Nah, it does. So since 2010-ish, I would say, uh-huh, you say he got like three. He has 34 nominations.
Okay.
And he has 6 wins.
So you put too much respect on him.
I figured he did.
He's got 10 noms, mm-hmm, 1 Grammy.
Yep.
He's what? 1 Grammy.
The disrespect.
Because he has basura.
Nah, all he does is win. He fucking lied to us. You piece of shit.
Yeah.
You like, don't win shit, Khaled.
Basura. I know trash when
all
I
you
see
do
it
is lose, no matter what.
I like
what
Khaled his first year. And that's about it.
And the funny thing is,
we taking over?
Yes.
That's he doesn't all I like lose weight. Remember he was like the spokesperson for
Slim Fast?
No, for WW. They don't call it Weight Watchers no more. It makes them feel fat.
My God.
They call it WW. Which,
this world sucks.
Yeah, now you fat. You know you fat. You know what you're watching.
Yeah, nah. Khaled, I feel everybody thought that he made the beats, so that's why they...
Khaled does nothing.
They gave him more credit.
Are you okay with that, Mike Stanfrico? You had in trouble.
Yeah.
No. What do you mean?
I'm gonna look for a little thing.
No, I like adjusting it.
Okay.
Bitch, mind your business. You don't know what I'm going through.
I'm fucking with my...
Y'all know who this is?
No, what, is that MF Doom?
Yeah, MF Doom.
You know what it is? It's because the mic's too far forward.
Yeah, it is.
There, we're good.
No, that was Paul McCartney. And that's...
interesting.
That name of that song.
The Beatles.
Jet.
To this day, I have not looked into the Beatles catalog.
Oh my God, you're what? Missing out. I know that there's a big thing that says the Beatles sucked and they don't. There's a following.
And they all died.
That was never my reason. I just never really got into that type of
the
music.
The Beatles have such good music.
I want to get into it. Don't. I mean, yeah. I feel I'm the type of person that I want to be in the mood for a type of vibe if I'm going to listen to it. I've never really found myself.
Right.
Maybe on New Music Fridays, maybe that's when I'll be able to listen to the Beatles. But because New Music Fridays, my brain is like open.
Yeah.
I know whatever I'm listening to, I'm going to be an open-minded
person. Hit him with a Beatles playlist real quick.
Paul McCartney, 81 and 18.
God damn.
So 81 noms.
What a loser. That's a terrible percentage.
Right? No, some of these motherfuckers, they have terrible percentages.
Shooting percentages.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like Shaq from the free throw.
I love this song, by the way. Y'all know who this is? Y'all know her? Y'all know her?
Still the same OG, but she been low-key?
I don't know who that is.
Her?
Oh, her?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so her.
Her, Gabby.
You want to take a stab at her?
She brand new. She got like 12 noms. She got like 4 wins.
Just pick a number. Pick a number. Any number.
I'm going to go 10. I'm gonna go 10-5.
25-4.
Really?
Yeah.
I got 4 wins. I got that right.
Yeah.
Cross my eyes and stick my tongue out.
Okay, what you think about Riri? Riri.
I'd say 70-30.
70-30.
What is she, a ground beef? I think she's 80-20.
33-9.
Interesting. Fuck.
Yeah.
That got me like,
Your boy. Y'all went to his concert. What you got?
Oh, man. The boy, the greatest artist of our generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about Drake.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about
50-25.
13-4.
The GOAT.
Really?
That's it. Put some respect on That's Abel's crazy. Name. Shout out to Abel Tesfaye.
Abel only has four Grammys. That's enough for a shelf, though.
I mean, look, a Grammy itself is a big win, you know, as an artist.
Yeah. All right. You guys ready for the next?
Yup. Hit me.
Yeah.
How much do you need a bottle, baby? She only has...
I'm going to go 30-13.
Because you're beautiful. I'm going to give her 53. And I'm gonna give her 12 wins.
21-5.
Damn, I give her too much credit. I thought she got a Grammy for Dirty with Redman.
That's when she got slutty. Let's get
dirty. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. That's Man. When she got slutty.
That's when she got slutty? She's been slutty since Mickey Mouse Club.
Look, that's what he was saying. He said that's when she got slutty.
That's Bob Dylan, by the way. I don't know if you guys know.
No, why we did up on, just click on
Bob Dylan, but 38-10 for Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
You don't like Bob Dylan?
Oh, non-singing ass singer.
Is that
singer.
Something you found or your mom brought
Bob
to
Dylan?
You? Yeah.
Give me a Bob Dylan line.
I did Bob Dylan. I've gone on my own and
that's nice.
All Is, these
isn't
artists.
He a poet?
My mom maybe put me on Beatles. My mom liked the Hollies too. My mom liked the Hollies.
Like Buddy Holly?
No,
who
not.
Who died with Richie Valens in the plane?
Yeah, but no.
Shout out to Buddy Holly.
Shout out to Buddy Holly.
Yeah, you should have never lost that toying cost, Richie.
My mom liked like Earth, Wind, and Fire. She was big on disco. She liked
your mom,
ABBA.
Because your mom's so
queen?
Sweet.
Yeah.
So just thinking of her just grooving in a disco is hilarious to me.
Yes. No, man, that was always playing.
You
like,
know, whenever I think of disco, I think of that scene where like Scarface is walking onto the dance floor.
Yeah.
Shout out to Scarface.
Is
that Uncle Frank?
Uncle Frankie.
Frank probably has a lot.
31-9.
Hey, put some respect on his name.
Bad.
I'm not going to say nothing bad about Frank.
You're not going to get me to say anything bad about Frank.
No, I don't.
Never.
I don't want the boys to come down on me. Hey, look at the chain, man.
This rich right here. This neck all green and shit.
I got a brain fart. Who the fuck is that?
It's Adele, bitch.
Okay. Adele. But remember, you got on that beat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crushed it.
Yeah. That was my favorite.
Yeah. Shout out to Cool Shit.
25-15 for Adele.
Damn. Then the last album that came out, wasn't that called 25? Shit.
Look, we got Taylor Swift here, 46-11.
Oh, T-Swizzle?
I was going to play her song, but y'all weren't going to get...
Not one bit.
Yeah. Oh, not one relax. Bit. I'm a Swizzy.
Oh, yeah? That's what they call
them? That's what they call them?
I'm a
Swizzy!
I'm a Taylor... I'm Taylor made.
Oh, bitch made.
I'm a Twizzler.
No, actually,
they should call them Twizzlers. That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be cool.
Shout out to the Otters.
That'd be cool. Shout out to the Otters. Anti-Hero is a pretty good song of Taylor Swift.
Oh, isn't that the theme song from Spider-Man 3?
Is it?
I don't know. No, what was that song by? It was by Foo Fighters. Hero.
Hero, yeah.
Yeah. How does it go?
There
goes
my
hero.
That's right.
Watch him as he goes.
You know, the only reason I know that is because of that YouTube video of that drummer's son going nuts. Love that video.
Yo, Loki, he wasn't that good, but yeah, I get it.
No, like, fuck you. He was fucking great,
his
man.
His dad died. Like, I get it.
Like, you know what song I thought you were about to start singing?
I cried a little bit, though. Not gonna
I
lie.
Cried like a motherfucker. That was a great video.
What
go
was
ahead,
that,
Gary.
That song, go.
What if Dave Grohl walked by the kid? He's like, "Don't fuck this up, kid."
I saw Dave Grohl at the Her concert.
Real quick before you go to record
whose concert?
To record
her concert.
Who's
Hers. You went the same weekend I went. Did you see her at the YouTube theater?
No, I saw saw her at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, okay.
What was she doing there?
She was there with the LA.
She was there with they?
Philharmonics.
Oh, Philharmonic,
bro.
Philharmonic. Oh, not the.
He was about to say pentatonics.
Oh yeah, well, them beat boomboxers.
Yeah, I like them.
I'm sorry, old man.
I heard they're pretty good.
Yeah, them beat boomboxes. I don't even know what it's called no more.
I think Ricardo would love the pentatonics. Actually,
yeah, they had an album with Big Boy.
They have an album of Christmas with their mouth.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. What the is that?
You know what's infuriating to me is that he left his mouth there. Like he didn't bother turning his head. He not only that, but he looked into the camera. I wonder how I look when
I'm intimidating. That's why it's like little giants.
You did the Abu again.
No, it's like when they put the Alka-Seltzer in their mouth and they're trying to intimidate the other team. That was me right now, bitch.
You know, I have to put my Uncle Phil in here. Phil Collins,
Thank you for saying, because I was like, who is this?
Phil Collins, man. 28-8.
I can be in a car.
Feels like a woman.
Yeah,
why couldn't you just let her sing, bro?
That was Shania Twain, too.
You mixed up with Carlos Santana.
Black magic woman.
You mixed that up.
Three different fucking songs.
Yeah, you mixed it up. You're like, feel like a woman.
She's a black magic woman.
44-18 for, what do they call Aretha Franklin? Like, auntie?
I was going to say.
The queen of soul.
The queen of soul, yeah.
The aunt of soul.
La tia.
Doesn't she have like really
good? Happy, happy, hey.
Doesn't she have like really good pies? Aretha? No, that's somebody else, huh?
No, that's yeah, I know who you're talking about. That's
Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle.
Oh, Patty's pies.
Shout out to my mom. Patty's pies.
I'm talking about my mom's pie like that. Can they see the chain in the camera?
They're gonna see the green neck.
Y'all hating on this Tiffany's.
Yo!
Rich and ease.
Get it?
It's not even. It's already gross that he pulled it out only to pod.
Yeah.
And then when he got shitted on, he said, "Nah, don't be hating on my Tiffany."
Yo, y'all don't want to see me level up, man.
That was disgusting, bro.
It really hurts me that you guys don't want to see me level up.
I want to see you level up.
You know what's funny to me is that. This reminds me of when I used to watch Desus and Mero, mm-hmm. and then season 2, Desus got like the double gold chains out of nowhere. That's what I want to be this season. I'm coming dressed for the pod. I'm throwing the chain on.
You're trying to be Maul with the Jesus
piece. I'm fucking lining up. I'm doing what I can, man.
Yeah, man. I feel you.
I can't let Mike be the only good looking one on the pod, man.
I appreciate you.
I mean, we're tired of carrying this shit with your ugly ass.
I know, bro. I'm sorry.
Cut that shit.
So, no guidance. Or Chris Brown.
Oh shit! He gets no respect.
No respect.
Really, he doesn't.
So he got 21-1.
Wow. One? What he went for? He went for. Hold up! Don't tell me. No air with Jordan Sparks.
Probably. Actually, I don't know.
What he was. 21-1. That's nuts. Because he had a good run before the incident.
Yo, shout out to Jordan Sparks. You see when Jordan Sparks got bad out of nowhere?
No, she's been bad. Even chubby Jordan Sparks. Yeah, was bad. No,
she gets it all time.
Yeah. All time.
Chubby Jordan Sparks?
Yeah. Because chubby is always good. It's never.
Yeah.
Fat is bad. Yeah. Chubby is good.
What's the fattest you'll go?
Fattest I'll go?
Yeah. I'll go rhythm.
Who's a chubby fat artist or celebrity that
Lizzo?
I'm never going Lizzo.
Never. In my day, I would have piped this shit.
If I was a skinnier person, yeah, I'd go Lizzo.
Old Adele.
Oh, I would have.
Yeah, I would have got.
She would have got it all.
Yeah.
I'm stealing this
all
joke.
All of my D.
I'm stealing this joke, but when it comes to fat girls geometrically, it's just not gonna happen. If I was skinny, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, two. It's like two magnets. You're never gonna.
Quite never gonna. Yeah.
Connect.
Yeah.
And your dick's not long enough to fill that gap.
Anyway.
gap like this.
No, but yeah, it's one of those things where are you saying would we be with them or would we smash?
Smash.
Even Lizzo, man. I don't know.
Who's chubby?
No.
Lizzo's pretty. And a lot of like chunky girls, like they have pretty face.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Chunky girls are fine.
Yeah.
But big girls.
Don't cry.
Okay. Geometry aside, it just has to be.
Give me a big girl, Mike.
Yeah. Like you said, Lizzo.
Give me a gordita.
Yeah. With the
America Ferrara.
What? She's not. What are you talking about?
She used
about?
To be. She was in Real Women Have Curves.
I take that version of her too.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm taking Superstore version, mm-hmm. you fucking weirdo.
No, that was Ugly Betty, wait, right?
What's wrong with the Real Women Have Curves version?
She was fat.
So, take that.
You know who I wouldn't, who, what's the comedian's name? Queen of comedy?
Monique.
Monique, yeah.
She got hairy legs, bro. I'm good.
I'm good on Monique. She don't shave her legs, bro. That's negative nasty. Two.
You know, there's somebody fat that I'm like, probably. Yo, this is all for comedy.
How about Miss Pat? How about Miss Pat?
Actually, Miss Pat had a pretty face, and she'll make me laugh. Like, she's so funny.
Nah, because she said...
I can't fucking concentrate because she's making me laugh.
No, because in one of her things, she said she got shot in the nipple. Like, it would be a turn off if, like, she had, like, a really fucked up nipple.
Like a bullet wound nipple.
It's like no nipple.
Like an indentation on her titty.
Yeah, like if it looked like her chest was winking at me.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to fuck you.
Hey, where's Ms. your Pat? Nipple, Miss Pat?
Miss Pat! Yo, fucking her calling her Miss Pat? That's wild.
I used to sell crack! You know how she's always leans on that?
Yeah.
Bitch,
well,
we
she
know.
Has to.
Yeah.
That's all she got.
How about,
ain't nothing
that,
lean about her, though.
What's that lady? What's that lady that be running with Cat Williams?
Ain't no lean.
With the was it Luvelle? What's her name?
Oh yeah, Lunel.
Lunel,
the bald head.
Shout, yeah, bald headed blonde.
No, thank you.
You yeah, fuck Lunel?
No, nah, thank you. Nah. No.
You know who I fuck? I fuck Jack Hay, the mom from Sister Sister.
Oh yeah. Oh hell
sister,
yeah.
Sister Sister. Talk about
she wasn't
a two
fat.
She just,
she just had a Jay Leno chin.
What about really skinny? Like this next one.
Is that Miss Whitney Houston?
Yeah.
I have
I've jacked off to Whitney Houston.
Excuse me?
No, that's fine. No. That's what he was about to say.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were about to say.
But super seriously. You know what? I jacked off to Whitney.
I thought it was story time. He's like, you know, I jack off to Whitney.
I little bit cocaine and I jacked off to Whitney.
Hey, I want to dance with somebody. Which one do you jack off to? Skinny Whitney or like
thick Whitney? Hasn't she always been skinny Whitney?
Crack yeah,
she's
Whitney?
Always, she's always been skinny.
But like, crack is whack
what's
Whitney?
Too skinny for you?
I mean, I've had them all.
If you can
spectrum.
See, if you can see like the rib cage
look
in the
you,
chest,
talk your shit.
Like you know, how some chicks you can see like the rib cage in their chest because they're like they're that skinny. I don't want to see a rib cage.
I feel
bitch.
That. I don't like to see too much of this going on.
No, I want to see a clavicle. I want to bite to it.
I mean,
I like clavicles,
but shout out to
there's a certain
shout out to the old ball
there's
chain.
A certain level of clavicle though.
Damn it!
No. When you get shoulder with the clavicle, it's weird.
Okay.
Clavicle's fine. When you get the shoulder clavicle, like bone, bone.
Bone, 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 bone.
That was dope. That was dope as fuck.
We were in harmony.
No, y'all were definitely, that was definitely in harmony. That was dope as fuck.
Tell me what you're gonna do when I get in my mind. Does anybody
what
know,
you
like,
do?
Somebody tell me, like, a full eight.
Somebody tell me why.
Hey, anybody tell me why. He die. I don't want to die. No, can somebody please recite 8 cohesive Bone Thugs and Harmony bars?
No.
I dare you. I don't think anybody in the world
I'm
can.
I'm sure there's been one bone that's lazy.
Oh, fucking.
I think the only time I come close is maybe
and
Notorious
Uncle
Thugs.
Charles.
With Biggie, Notorious mm-hmm. Thugs.
Why Uncle
Biggie's
Charles?
Biggie's verse? Or...
I can do all Biggie's verse.
Yeah, but.
But no, fuck. It's it's not Busy's part. I think it's Crazy.
Only Dangerous.
Ain't too many can bang with us. Straight up, we know angel dust. Label us notorious. Thug ass from that love the bus. This strange us. Yeah, just scrambling, gambling.
Yeah, I got locked up to Notorious Thugs.
Oh, the cops were playing it in the car?
No, I was playing it. I was playing it on the. I was on the way from UCLA to USC party. So we had just left a UCLA party. Going to USC.
Damn, you were double dipping the UCLA to USC.
Yup,
that's like a party foul.
That's how I used to do. I was 18 at the time too.
Damn, with a bullet.
With a bullet, motherfucker.
Finger on the trigger.
And then I had Mario in the car, two girls in the car, and then
one cup.
Yeah, You know, what were their names? They were eating shit. Oh, it was Eva and Steph. You know them.
No.
Yeah.
I've never met any other girls in my life. I don't know. The fuck?
No, you know, they have mad clavicles.
When I tell you this motherfucker is on top of his game, this motherfucker is on top of his game.
Say my first rodeo, bitch.
God damn.
Yeah, but so we were leaving the party and we were going to meet up other friends. And so Notorious Thugs comes on. Mm. And it's like, it's Bone and Biggie, Biggie. I blast that shit and I kind of like change lanes and I cut off a cop. Mm. He said I cut him off.
He deserved it.
No, I didn't really cut him off. I had enough time. So he pulled me over. He's like, hey, you know you cut me off, right? It's like, no, I didn't, but whatever. Like, so I was 18. He said, have you been drinking? I had 3 beers that night. And I took the breathalyzer. I passed. But because I was 18, he took me in.
Yeah,
because
you said you at least had one or whatever.
Yeah. And so they took me in, impounded my car, and...
Fuck, they pounded it?
Yeah, impounded?
I thought they pounded it.
They didn't let Mario...
Fuck the shit out of my car.
They didn't let Mario or any of them...
No, because
nefarious women take it.
They were also drinking and...
Were they nefarious?
Yeah, nah, they were nefarious thugs.
Nefarious. Nothing but the thugs.
And
I'm the dangerous. I'm
sorry. They took me to the station, and I had at the time I knew 3 numbers, my own. I was,
called yourself.
No, actually, I knew 4 numbers self? By memory. My parents' numbers, right?
My PO.
Yeah, I knew my own number. I couldn't call myself. I was broken up at the time with my ex, so I was like, I am not calling her. Because she's probably going to be pissed. If I call her to come pick me up, she's probably going to be like, no, rot in there. This is what you get.
That's you think wild. She would, like she thought you were in trouble, nah. She would have told you to rot?
Yeah.
Like, look, I know her.
I know her.
I know think her. She's your ex then.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Definitely. Whatever. And then Rob's number. So
what's her name?
Who do I call?
What's your problem, bro? Everybody be cool with you. Yeah. You just starting beef, man.
So
he called Rob.
He's so a real nefarious Rob. Thug over here.
Rob busted through the prison walls like the Kool-Aid, man.
Oh, yeah. Let's go, Gary. Oh, yeah.
And they lock him up. Somehow Gary got to call somebody else.
You just see the shape of Rob like this in the wall, just busting through. Gary's curls.
So, yeah, Rob comes through. And I'm like handcuffed, and I look like the Joker in The Dark Knight. Hello, Commissioner. Yeah, just like that. And that's how he picks me up, and that's why I love Rob forever, because he picked me up from jail.
He paid your bail?
No, there was no bail. I just needed somebody to pick me up. And so you
chose Rob?
Yeah.
When that happened to me, I called Trey, and he didn't pick up.
Damn. It was 4 in the morning, so I'm surprised he picked up.
It was like 1 in the morning, and he left a homie out to dry.
Damn. So what happened? You had to
rotted in there.
You rotted.
I'm dead right now.
You're the ghost.
I'm fucking dead right now.
Trey was scared for a reason.
But y'all named me, so here I am. Because I just stuck around. I'm like fat, so stinky.
Yeah, you definitely are.
Set him up. Y'all stick around, bitch. Y'all know what it is. OTR.
Holy shit.
Madonna.
Yes.
Back to the segment that we left for like 30 minutes.
Wait.
28 and 7.
You didn't think you'd see a chain?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Chain gang.
Chain gang. Because you know I'm a chain guy now.
Yo, with that ensemble that Ricardo's got, and this is apropos, he definitely looked like Doughboy.
Oh, yeah, Doughboy, yeah.
Yeah.
Adobo.
Yeah. Adobo. What, I'm Cuban?
That's hilarious.
No, but my links are. you know, zip myself up. Can't give him shit, bro.
It's not a Cuban link. Nah, that's just hilarious. Like, you can't give him shit.
That's not a Cuban link at all.
He been overselling his pod the whole chain. His chain the whole chain. Pod.
He been overselling. He overzealous.
He
ever been on Zillow?
This nefarious motherfucker been overselling his chain.
Hey, I be cooking, though.
It's Tiffany and it's Cuban links.
Yeah.
I don't know that bitch.
Nah, you didn't get that from Jacob. You got that from Jacob.
Yeah. Came with a watch.
Tomorrow or next week, you got the fucking Rolex.
Nah, I'm gonna have the old Jacob, like the red, blue, yellow. Remember when people were getting the fake ones? They'd get them like from the back of like the Slam magazine or whatever.
The fake ups.
Right. Yeah, and they'd be walking around Fairfax with the fake up on.
And you swore the homie had the Jacob too.
Or remember the fake Jordans too? They're like with the Gucci print on it. When you'd get that shit from like downtown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mike had that shit.
I ain't never ordered. Well,
you had to fake Gucci.
When I was younger, I didn't know that I had Jordans when I was younger. When I was looking at pictures when I was a kid. And my mom actually purchased shoes. But I think they were fake. Cause she
off
loved,
East Bay?
No, she loved to go to the swap.
She loved to buy fake shit.
No, 100%. 100%. He's not lying at all. She didn't care. Crazy. As long as it was closed, she would just buy it.
She's like, close enough.
Snoop.
What about him?
How many? Bish. How many noms?
Who's that?
Snoop.
Nom, 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 nom.
Nom, 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 nom.
I'm going to go 30-13.
30-13.
Dang, I'm going to go. He got 60 nominations. Crib.
You're close.
I just did it for the 60s. Rolling 60s.
Yeah, no. Yeah, 16 nominations.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
1-6?
Yeah.
He has 1-6
nominations? And how many wins? 4-2.
What
2-1-3. Okay, 0. Damn, they disrespect the Dogfather like that?
Yeah, bro.
Dude, that's fucked up because Snoop, like, he switched genres 4 times and still couldn't catch one.
And Dre's also on this. Dre, he's 26-7.
Hold up, but can we really talk about how many times Snoop actually switched genres? So he obviously gangsta rap, right?
Yeah, of course.
And then he did like funk with like that Sexual Eruption.
Yeah, he did that. He did that.
He did the reggae thing when he was Snoop Lion.
Mm-hmm.
Then he did the religious thing when he dropped that religious album.
Yeah.
That's 4. He did a country album. That's 5. Mm-hmm. You know, Snoop's the...
He did a country album?
Yeah, bitch.
I don't remember. I don't think so.
No, he did not. No,
he didn't. You don't know what yes and means, bitch? Fuck. I don't know, but I can't prove otherwise. So, bitch, keep it moving. Can I see the chain? Okay.
Look, this is the person with the most Grammy wins.
So damn. Who is this, Usher?
No, it's Quincy Jones.
Oh, that's cheating because...
Just how many nominations?
136.
I was going to say 100, but that's crazy. Maybe 40 wins. 140.
And he has 77 wins.
So Quincy Jones is 80-28.
You remember when I nailed Prince's right on the nose?
Yeah, we'll end it at the most.
Is so Quincy you said 80?
Oh, not the most, but I think he's like second most.
Oh yeah, because that what is Georgie Salty, whatever the fuck his name is.
Georgie Salty.
Jordy Salty.
Who had the least?
Jordy Nelson.
Who had the least?
Damn, my shit fucked up.
You are fucked up.
Least? That makes no sense.
No, this is mad zero.
You nigga. Who had the least? You did.
You did.
We all did. Everybody in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, somebody in this room.
Anyways. Was that the end of your segment?
Yeah, that's the end.
Okay, good. So who you got in the Super Bowl?
Ooh, I got the Eagles. No, I got the Chiefs. Fuck.
You got the Chiefs?
The Chiefs.
I got the Chiefs. Tengo los Chiefs.
I see the I don't know, I feel like the Eagles take this one.
You think so?
Because I don't know, I feel like you know, with Mahomes and Kelce playing injured this last game, I don't know if...
the Eagles are tough.
Yeah, I don't know if they can...
Doesn't Mahomes still got like a bum leg?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Because apparently Mahomes' leg was supposed to have way more rehabilitation than he did. than needed than he did. So
apparently, Mahomes' leg is made out of titanium. Back to you, Tom.
You gotta wonder what the hell they put on there. You know,
injuries. Speaking of Tom,
I think it's adamantium.
It has to be.
That's what Wolverine was made out of.
Yeah.
Tom Brady retired, right? Again. Yeah,
Tom Brady retired. Well, who you got?
Tom Brady.
No, but in the Super Bowl.
Bitch, the Eagles. Shout out to Jalen Hurts. Fly, Eagles, fly. Coo-coo!
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Feel me? Shout out to the NFC East. We gets down like that.
You know how we get down. Down, get down, get down.
I need the other thing. Shout out to that.
You know what we haven't done? I don't know if you guys even have anything ready.
Yeah, peep this.
Yeah.
We knew that. Me and Gary were ready for this segment. That's why we both said it at the same time. Gary, what you peeping on?
I get some no respect or credit, bro.
No, you get all the
good
credit.
Good thing I remembered. Go ahead, Gary. What you peeping on?
Black Bird was really good. I watched Black Bird.
Can you still say
Black Bird?
Oh, Black Bennett.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, Mike.
Black Bennett.
I had Tourette's. Sorry.
And Stutz. I've been watching Stutz. That Jonah Hill,
it was sweet.
Damn Jonah Hill. You seen it?
Yeah, it was sweet.
It was sweet.
It was really sweet.
Yeah, he interviews his therapist.
It's a tough watch.
Yeah.
When I watched it, it was
what was that called?
That was a Stutz. It was called Stutz.
Stutz.
I watched it maybe 2 months ago, and just the moment I was in the fields, and watching it in the fields is not a good idea, but it was still good, though.
I thought you said the fields. I was like, oh, you were outside?
Yeah, I was in the cane field. I was in the cane field.
The cane field? Yeah, I had a friend who fucking just a bunch of canes out there. Different variations, different hairstyles.
The sugar canes.
Different masks. Oh, I thought you were talking about Undertaker's brother.
Yeah,
he was.
Yeah. No, but I had a friend who, in the back of his house, he had, like, sugar canes, like, actual sugar cane. And his grandpa would, like, cut pieces with the machete and you could just lick it.
Yeah, yeah. No, we had sugar cane juice. That shit was so good. So she had a machine.
So good.
She would put the sugar cane in the machine and
make sugar juice.
Yeah. And just lime. That shit looks green.
Put that shit in the juicer. She made some sugar juice.
Sugar juice, basically.
It just sounds funny, bro.
I'll show you a picture. I'll show you a sugar video juice of that bitch.
You want some sugar juice, baby?
What about you guys? What you peeping?
What you peeping on?
What you peeping on?
Oh, man. Well, the last one I saw that was new.
You people?
Yeah, pretty much.
Jinx, yummy blowjob.
I haven't watched it yet. I put it on the other day, and I was like, no, I kind of want to watch this movie. I'm like, all right, let's watch it. So, no, but I'm kind of going to go to sleep right now. Fuck. All right.
You know what? I have one, actually. So he has you people shrinking from Apple TV.
What do you mean, you people?
Oh, I want to watch that,
too. Oh, that was Steve Carell?
Yeah.
No, that's
dude from
Jason Segel and Harrison Ford.
Oh, that's Will Ferrell?
No. Have you guys seen Spirited? I haven't.
Spirited, no.
Yeah, I heard it's good.
Yeah, that's with Taika Waititi. No, I have Spirited, that's with the GOAT, Ryan Reynolds, and Will Ferrell. I did see it. It's funny, dude.
It is?
I heard it's pretty good.
It's very musical, so Gary
you
might
hate it.
Gary might love it.
I like musicals now.
He likes musicals now.
Why? I forget why.
Because I'm cheerful now.
Are you?
It's time to look on the bright side.
Gary, you're the most cheerful person I know. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
No, but I can be a grandpa. I can be a fucking
recluse.
Gary's dressed like he's a really big soccer fan.
Yeah.
Like you look like
he
you watch
desperately
every,
wants you to change your garb. Like he's tired of you coming dusty.
Every World Cup.
Am I dusty? Is the sweater dusty?
I don't think you're dusty. But the way he's talking about you, it seems like you're always dusty.
You look like you sometimes accidentally say bomba clot.
Bomba clot. Boy.
You look like Chet Hanks.
Chet Hanks. Like shit Hanks.
You look like shit Hanks in your pants.
Speaking of Chet Hanks, because Al is always sleep. So I haven't started Your Honor.
Damn.
Second season.
You all caught up, Ricardo?
Yeah, I want to talk about it.
Okay.
I haven't started The Last of Us on HBO.
That's a pretty good show.
Yeah, I love the game. I never played the game. That was the first game I bought on PS3, I think, or some shit like that, or Xbox.
I love that you really don't have to play the game to watch this show, I feel. because I enjoyed the show.
PS4, something like that.
Probably for both.
PS4.
Yeah.
No, but that show is. It's funny to me how Pedro Pascal has Mandalorian and Last of Us. It's kind of the same thing of like man with child babysitting. Like it's just. It's funny to me.
So Pedro Pascal he double dipping?
Yeah, he's killing it right now. Yeah.
Hey, but he could do that because he doesn't really do shit in The Mandalorian. He just provides the voice at this point.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. The guy inside the suit.
Who's
is not,
to say, dude? It's that's not true. Him. I heard that it is.
No, I heard that it's not.
Yeah.
And I got a very close source to the situation.
To be honest, I thought it wasn't.
I'm lying.
To be honest, I thought it wasn't, but then like he was in an interview. But actors will lie.
You know? I hate his fingers in The Mandalorian. You ever see the Mandalorian's hand? The Mandalorian?
No. You ever seen the Mandalorian?
Every time he picks up Grogu, it makes me sick.
Yeah, they're like orange fingers.
I forgot he had a name.
Grogu, yeah.
Yeah, Grogu, man. I can't wait to see Grogu again. I can literally go to Disney Plus and watch him.
Grogu
yeah.
sounds like another name for sperm.
Grogu.
I'm gonna bust a Grogu tonight.
Yeah, I'm about to fill you with Grogu.
She ate all my Grogu. Fucking swallowed
that
the Grogu.
That sounds much better.
Yeah.
Swallowed the Grogu.
Anybody else turned on right?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Anybody else bricked up?
Come on,
bricked up. You want some mic?
Grogu.
Ah, take this Grogu.
And we just lost 1 million followers.
Oh,
no, but a
million.
I don't want to see this TikTok visual at all. I don't want to see any animation at all.
Hey, man, just go ahead and like the smash button.
Oh.
You tapping out? Looking at you say it is more hilarious because you look like you tapped out. You look like you're about to go night night, bro.
I imagine going, so I saw this thing that said, shut up. They like fake fan casted a live action version of King of the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually, who they casted, it would be perfect.
Like AI did it?
No, I don't know. It was like a fan thing. Okay. I guess somebody just did it. But like.
Probably a deep fake. What are you saying?
Let's see. Dale was like Matthew McConaughey.
Okay. I can see it.
And then Boomhauer was Matthew McConaughey, and Dale was like Woody Harrelson. And then like
True Detective.
What's the name of the fat dude who's like always in the wife beater? That was John C. Reilly.
Okay.
But like they just casted it perfectly, and I was like, now I want to see a live action King of the Hill.
That'd be awesome. Who's Bobby? Who would Bobby be?
I don't know, some little fat British kid probably. Yeah. He's going to be British, but he's going to have a... No, because they always get the British guys to do like the most American accents.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you fucking see them in interviews, they have British accents and you're pissed. I thought Idris Elba was like from Baltimore.
Who'd be John Redcorn?
Fuck. The Rock?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You're going to shoehorn in The Rock?
Remember when The Rock was Hercules? They put a wig on him?
I just saw Scorpion King. I know the Mummy Returns last night.
That's horrible.
Yeah, man.
It's
like,
funny because
wow.
They learned their lesson because they didn't put hair on him when he was Black Adam, but Black Adam's supposed to have hair. But they're like, we're not going to do the Scorpion King all over again.
Yeah. No, the Hercules was worse.
Hair was terrible.
Yeah.
The Scorpion King and it was you know, you could deal with that, but the Hercules was terrible.
What was worse, that hair for the movie or the hair that he rocked throughout his tenure at WWE?
That, because that.
He had the fucking pork chop sideburns.
Yeah,
no, that's iconic.
Feel like a high top.
They're actually called
mutton chops,
burn sides.
Burn sides.
That's what they're supposed to call.
Who the fuck said that?
On Blackbird.
Well, what cool guys you hang around? What cool barbers are telling you?
That show Blackbird, the serial killer. He's like, he's into reenacting.
Burnsides.
Yeah, he's reenacting Civil War wars, I guess. So
with himself?
Like you know how people get together and they reenact like what was that movie? Role models where they get together and they reenact like medieval times and shit. But he does that shit with Civil War.
It's called LARPing.
There you go.
It's LARPing. Okay.
Live action role play.
Yes. So they do that with Civil War. And that's why he had the mutton chops or the burn sides.
I'm
with the sideburns.
I didn't know what you were talking about at first as far as the show Blackbird, but now I know what you're talking about.
It's so good.
It's good, huh?
It's really good.
Can we still say that?
Yes. You said that joke already.
What do you mean? Can we still say leverage?
Smack the shit out of you with words. He said that joke. Shut up, bitch.
Shut up. You know what?
Chew on your chain.
I'm not going to take that. You know, now that I'm a chain guy.
Now that I'm a...
No. Chain guy.
I'm fucking serious.
Chain guy is here, and he's here to stay, goddammit.
Now that I'm a chain guy?
I got something to say to you, brother. Chain guy.
And I'm not tucking it, neither.
Yeah.
My grandma gave me this chain.
What's that, your sister's chain?
Fuck. He used that joke already.
Alright, he's sick of you.
Yeah, no, he is.
In the pod.
In the pod.
Combos in the condo. Oh, wait, fuck, what's this thing called?
God no, damn we're it, off man. The rails.
We are off the rails.
Did you do that intro? The and we're off.
He did the off the rails thing.
Fuck. Yeah. He says fucking it.
No.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
no.
He does. And we are. The, no breaks and no shakes.
Yo, he's butchering it, bro. Can you fucking do it already?
No, I want to hear more of it.
The podcast with no breaks and no shakes.
We've got fries, goddammit. And let me tell you something, brother.
I'm a chain guy.
We'll see you guys later, man. It's been off the rails. The show with hot takes and no breaks. I'm rich.
Definitely so strap the fuck in. I got a strap. On. My name is Razzie in the building. Definitely in the building.
Now let me tell you something, brother. Big Mike, all up on the mic.
Holy shit, we've been off the rails.
He's not wearing the chain next pop, bro.
Yo, shout out to my otters. What do you mean, man? Can they see the chain? Can they see the chain?
Yeah, the otters see the chain.
Okay, I just don't. I wasn't sure if I should have shined it first.
Chain gang.
Chain gang. Chain gang.